Now entering Nerdist.com.
Love. Love will keep us together.
Ah, it sounds good.
Whatever.
You guys better fucking do it better.
Some sweet talking girl comes along, singing a song. Don't mess around. Gotta be strong. Stop. Yes, I really love you. Stop.
That's great.
You think you got you?
Everybody, that's enough.
Look in my heart.
Hey, let's be the worst sing-along people in the world.
I brought the kid over from next door.
What happened?
You!
I know, but I didn't mean it.
Why do I make an autistic kid sound like a dinosaur?
All right, everybody, we're back. I think Rory just said something very funny. Blake Wexler liked it. Now, Rory, are you done? Rory is ruining my whole experience. I bought lav mics, everybody. Yeah. And right now, I want you to know we are not married to those microphones. Now we're sitting exactly the same way where they used to be. Leaned in.
We're just leaning in. No. We're just leaning in the same exact distance.
First of all, let's get visually for everybody.
All we did was slide these to
hold
the
on,
side.
Hold on, hold on. I wanted to have lav mics for the after show because I'm explaining to people so they know what it looks like in here. So finally I got lav mics because my theory was you could move away from the mic, sit back in the chair, even if you wanted to get up, with, you know, and walk around, and it would give the after show a different vibe.
Okay, so finally, how much would these microphones cost? Something like
right.
This.
So hold on, because I have to get this thought out. So finally, they buy them, and me and Rory put them on, and I'm just picturing us up, walking around. We're sitting, I'm high right now, so this might be that everyone knows what I'm already telling them. So we're sitting exactly where we were sitting, leaning forward,
yeah,
like we're talking into a mic.
And all we did was slide the other microphones
out. We just slid them out of the way.
Yeah.
We may as well slide them back. You know what, though? I see you better now.
Are you serious?
I always felt like you were hiding behind that mic. I thought you were making faces at me, to be honest.
Sometimes.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are making faces at me. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Well, no one knows. Only you can
see. Don't worry. I see you. Why are you doing that?
The listeners don't know.
Well, they know now. You're... Why is that? Is that funny for people listening? Probably not.
Well, I guess all visual jokes?
It's all visual.
All visual.
All right, stop. I've been thinking of you. That's what you say when you say stop in a relationship and you know, you realize it's aggressive. Like the therapist says, you can't just yell stop at your wife, Bill. I mean, she's a person. Stop. She's not, but you slip. So you may pretend you're my wife.
Yeah, but she was trying to kill me.
Stop! I've been thinking of you, looking around. He has to act like he was singing that song.
I like the therapist saying, just say stop. You can't just tell your wife to stop. She had a gun, Mike. She had a gun.
You still have to be nice.
You need to be nice.
All right, listen. I'd like to start. I have a lot of notes.
Oh.
Blake Wexler's laughing. That means I'm doing good. He's a very hard judge of character and a hard person to make laugh. I overcompliment myself. If you're making him laugh, you're doing something right. All right, here we go. It's the after show.
All right, welcome.
Everything's good. I've said this last week. I think phone messages, until people know you're taping them. So I only have two more or three more Blakes. To me, are the purest form of comedy. Don't you think so? Because you...
They know you're taping them?
If they don't know.
Oh, yes.
But once,
I love it.
Once you're playing them and the person knows, let's say you're using them, like in this case, then they're going to be self-aware.
Yeah.
But even though this show is free, I still worry what people think. But when you're leaving a message, it's between you and your friend. And it's unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
So these make me laugh. So this is, this is Blake Wexler. I have a few of his saved. And I'll repeat what I said last week. What made me laugh hardest when he left the first message was he knows me pretty well, but I thought, does he know me that well? Well, obviously, yes. Like, because you never know. I'm always afraid if I make a silly joke, someone could go, all right, you don't make jokes about my mom. You're like, ooh, I didn't know. My friends, we have no, you know.
Right.
So anyway, here is the message he left.
Perfect.
Hey, Todd, it's Blake. It's Monday at around 11:30 in the morning. So the reason why I'm calling you is that one of your mother's friends dropped off a letter today that your mom wrote to me. Because apparently... your mom can't send things through the mail because she can't afford stamps. But basically the letter said that after all these weeks, your mom finally saved up the $5 that she owes me. So I was really excited. I drove to your mom's house. When I got there, she was laying completely naked on the floor And but, you know, you're my friend. I was trying to be nice. I asked her to put her clothes back on, and she started yelling, I don't have to listen to you. You're not my pussy master, and I'm not your pussy slave. That's how your mother talks to people, Todd. So after that, your mom pulled out a bunch of food stamps and yelled, these are for you, Blake. It's what the Johns pay me with. And she started complaining about how she's poor and her comedian son doesn't send her money. And in the middle of this sob story, and it was really sad, I don't want to be gross. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. Your mom queefed, and the food stamps blew out of my hand and out the window, and she started chasing after them and yelled, my fuck money! And she fell, and she broke her hip. So, Todd, right now, your mom's in the hospital. Give me a call back, all right? Bye.
Am I right?
Yeah, I felt disrespected.
Yeah, I didn't mean to set you up, Blake. I didn't mean to set you up on this, but...
No,
Blake. Don't. I see you're hunched over, and you look ready to explain to me why you thought what you thought. I know you didn't think that that would be rude, but that. Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, is that?
If I would have received that message, I would have done this exact same thing.
I would have
invented a podcast and brought him in here to.
There's no podcast, Blake. There's no podcast.
All right.
This was a 6-week experiment.
It's an intervention.
It's an intervention. I wanted to. Well, I told Blake. I said, "Why would you?
How many friends? We're really good friends."
No, Blake. That's my mom, and we edited out parts. I should tell you that. Can we? Do we have the unedited version?
How many people do you think he's called?
I don't even want to play it. That's how disgusting it is. That's wrong of you, and I hope your career doesn't go anywhere in this town. Yeah. I was nice to you,
Todd. I'm sorry.
Blake Wexler, casting agents. Anybody that could help him. I know you're a... Shut the fuck up.
Don't do this.
Turn his mic off. I hope you have no success in this town. And I know you're auditioning for a job at the Improv tomorrow. And I'm going to call them. And I hope you don't... His name is Blake Wexler. You listen to it. If that 8x10 shows up on your desk...
Shit on it and mail it back.
Blake Wexler is a horrible person.
What should you do? You shit on it and you mail it back. You know, take the time.
Right.
Take the time. Shit on it, fold
it
up.
Mail it back.
Get his address, the return address.
Of course I'm kidding. That's the wonderful Blake Wexler. I Regis Philbin. Of course I'm kidding around. That's Blake Wexler. Those messages always crack me
very
up.
Very funny. Very funny,
funny
gentlemen.
Stuff. Funny stuff.
Good luck
stuff.
In this town. Good luck.
I don't know if that was funny for me. Now, let's slow down here.
Shh.
Is it starting to rain outside? It seems like it's pouring.
No.
Oh, Andrew. I wanted the rain sound effect. It's so worth bringing this up that I would... hold on. Turn the sound effect off.
I can't even hear it.
Listen to this. Oh, yeah. You should put your headphones on. Here's how much I love when Andrew messes up. First of all, I don't want to make him like the guy on a radio show that he messes up. He does a great job, and I would do the same thing if I was him.
I can't hear you. Andrew, can you turn my headphones off?
God.
I didn't hear any of that.
You want us to redo the whole thing?
No.
Andrew, let me explain something. The reason I don't get upset with Andrew is because I'd be just like you. If I did what you did, I'd be like, duh, I don't care. So I get that you're that way because I think I'd be like that. I'd be like, fuck it, man. Who gives it? I'm kidding. Thank you. Who talks to somebody like that, like indirectly? No. I'm a lot like you. I'd be like, ah, fuck it. Who puts 100% into anything? That's the way I think. So when you do it, I understand. No. But here's how funny I think this is. You do what I do. I see you drift off. So what happened was, I know. So I go get a rain sound effect.
Yeah.
Remember when I go get a rain. He gets it today. He goes, I got that rain sound effect. Before the show, he goes, he has it. And I go, I'll do it in the after show. So I just go, oh, I think it's really raining out there really hard. He looks outside like, oh, no, he says. And then Chris has to go, I think he wants the rain sound effect. You are, let me tell you something. Turn these mics off. Rory, have an honest conversation with me here.
All right now. Here we go.
And I'm not, whatever our sign is, I want the fucking mics off. I'm not kidding around.
They're off.
Hey, I've never seen
Hello?
You.
Hello?
I've never seen you this upset.
I have not. In front of these guys, what is crunching? I hear crunching.
It's
my shirt. Every time I move, it crunches. Oh, that's annoying. I'm glad.
Move your mic up a tiny bit. So
hold on. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. If you're listening to the podcast and that crunching has been happening, if you're listening to the podcast. I apologize. All people. No, I feel bad for all the people that just thought, what's that fucking crunching?
Yeah.
So it was my shirt. I'm going to fix it. If I have to, I'll plug these other mics. These? These lav mics. These lav mics have been nothing but a...
Mine's okay.
These lav mics. Can I talk?
Yeah. These lav mics are great.
Everyone be quiet. I want to talk. This is Todd Glass.
Hey.
These lav mics are ruining our
you
show.
You do your own airport announcements in the middle of your own podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Todd Glass. I've always wanted to own a car dealership because I love they go...
Always wondering what they're saying.
No, I'm like, because when I was younger, I don't know what to talk into now. When I was younger, I would go to the car dealer. There's a lot of things. Hold on. Hold on. Let me go slow here.
Was there ever a time when they thought you were showing up as a young kid to buy a car?
When?
Because you said as a kid, I was always go to car dealerships. Like, here comes that midget who never buys anything.
No, I used to go with my parents, and whenever I was there, and they would page somebody. But a lot of times in my life, I'm going to fix this lav mic in a second.
Yep.
A lot of times in my life, when I was younger, I would always be enamored with weird jobs, like yep. You know, a restaurant owner that was walking around telling everybody what to do, or a guy at a car wash. And it ends up, it's a lot of people, for some reason, I'm not proud of this,
yep.
It ends up, I thought a lot of people were really cool when I was younger. They yelled at their employees in front of everybody. So I thought they were cool because here's my rationale of it. This guy is not hated by his employees, what I saw.
Right.
He likes them, and he's in there working with them. He gets a little. He wants his customers to be treated well. They know. So when they yell at him – and by the way, I'm sort of serious with this character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when he yells at them, it's not – it's like, you know, it's loving. Like they know. Like he'll go, Michelle, come on. Customers, come in here. They have to get at least bread and water on the table. I don't care how busy we are. Come on, come on. You know, and then or it's the guy opening the car – the guy at the car wash. One time my dad's car came through. And it wasn't too clean. We didn't care. What's going on over there? It wasn't too clean. We didn't care. And the guy goes, he's like this. He goes, hey, Jerry, run that car through again. Run that. And my dad's like, that's okay. He's like, no, it's not. I thought, yes. He's like, you know, it's not, maybe for you it's okay. Look at you. You're driving Impala. But for me, I own this fucking place. Sure, it's all right with you.
It's
look
fine.
At you. You
have no, I don't mind.
No, it's
fine.
Let me run it through again for you.
It takes 10 minutes. We're fine. We can go. Me and my son.
What's your name?
My name is Todd Glass Sr.
How you doing? I'm the owner of the car wash. Now, I'm going to send that car. Send it through.
Look, we have to get to the car dealership. My son needs to pretend to buy a car. Okay? I don't have time.
Why are we holding our lav mic?
I like it, though. There's something I like about it.
Do you guys just want the other mics?
I think, well, because...
Let's just go the other mic. This will make us annoying sound.
Rory, did you lose the clip?
No, I took it off.
Let's go the other mic. But I'm not going to use these. But just we're going to figure out how to not have them... We are back working with regular microphones.
Yeah.
We're going to figure the lav mics out. And I think they're because we don't want them to scrape on the shirt because that would drive people crazy. If it did a little bit, I apologize. Now we're back with our regular mics. I act like everything's an official. Yeah. We are back with our regular mics. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we were just – it's somebody that over-sensationalizes everything. We just had a situation here in Studio 4 where we were trying out some wonderful microphones, the technology, the people at Sony have been so kind to let us try out these wonderful lav mics.
If you're listening, please feel free to call in if you have any questions about the lav mics and the incident that just occurred. We have the phone lines open. Feel free to call in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello?
We're having trouble with our phone lines. We apologize, but we're going to take calls. The situation that we're dealing with right now is a very difficult... We are not using our lavs anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make you very aware of that if you're listening out here. I said once again we're in Studio 6 or Studio whatever I said. We're going to take a call. Caller, go ahead. What's the... How can we relax you in a situation like this?
I was just listening, and I was curious... Now, are you still operating with the lav mics, or have you switched over to the regular mics? How would I know the difference? You could just be telling me that you're using the regular microphones when, in fact, you're still using the lav.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, wait, now you had it backwards. You were talking without the phone effect on. I knew it didn't sound great. I did not spend... No, Rory, hold on. Fix that. This place is turning into a shithole. I did not spend money on this phone thing. We have not used the lobs tonight. You know, Chris Hardwick, you guys aren't around. No, no.
No, look, it's fine.
No, shut the fuck up. Look, you're not around.
No.
No one's around when Hardwick comes down.
Guys,
on me.
He yells. He's compassionate. He means he's compassionate. He's not mad. He's not mad. He's a good manager. He's a good manager.
I got lobs I didn't use tonight, and we're going to get back to that bit with the caller calls.
Yep.
Because I like that bit.
Yep. Guys, he's saying it out of love. It comes from a place of love. He's not right mad. Now, he's
very,
not mad.
Okay, I don't want to be upset anymore.
Hey, you folks, if you're just tuning in, we've had a lot of problems in the studio today. We've had the live mics. Todd's in the studio today.
Ladies and gentlemen, John's right. We are dealing with, let's make you very clear on what's going on here.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to break in this bit and go, I saw this somewhere recently where I remember thinking they are making this look like such a big deal and calling it Studio 4B, you know, and like, well, who gives a shit? And then this is what it reminded me of. So anyway, now I go back to the bit. We are in a situation, we're here at Studio 7B. You know, if I said the different studio, there's someone out there that's killing them. He said 4B. I can't even go along with the bit. How many times is he going to change the studio? Like, that person's laughing at themselves. They're going, that was driving me crazy. That's right. Let it fucking go. If you're going to look for a running theme through this show and correct us of what's right and what's wrong, you're not going to enjoy it.
You're not going to enjoy it. And, folks, that's what takes us right into announcement today.
We're here at Studio 4B.
4BA.
4BA.
4BA. We're in the smallest studio.
We're at the smallest studio.
Yeah, it's the B. It's not the A studio, but it's the B, and then it's the subsect of B. So it's 4BA. We're in the studio. We got Todd. We have an issue with the mics. Todd, tell us about the mics. What's going on with the mics today? What's going on? And if you're listening, we want to call in. If you got a question about the microphone, please feel free to call in. We've got live mic problems. We got regular mic problems. Caller on the line. Who is this?
That last caller had a good question. How do I know that you're telling me?
Yeah. Now, your question is, what is your question?
I'm not happy with my voice choice.
All right, caller.
I'm not kidding you. I don't want to. I feel like I'm not stop. I feel like I'm not finishing things. But then again, I'm very high, and then I'm looking for other people that are high and that are enjoying this. Okay, so stop.
Yeah,
that's everybody. I say that to myself.
Everybody just
we stop. Played the message. It was fun. Blake's filthy message. I want to go through some. I want to thank some people because I'm not going to remember it later.
Yep.
And emails. Do we have some emails? Let's answer the one. Yes, I'm going to be. What if all my emails were written by me? Obviously, yes. I'm going to be touring more. Yes, I'm going to try to make it. I just answer all the emails. And they're not. You go. We'd like to read those over there. I would like to do a 2-hour special, but I haven't been asked yet. No, I ask people to send in sketches. You know, like minute and a half sketches that we can play on, the, like, you know, old radio sketches.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Every week I have trouble expressing myself with this. And we haven't gotten any. Yeah. Now, where do they send them?
Todd at Nerdist. That's NERDIST.com.
Oh, yeah.
Nerdist.com.
What if I did that every time you talked and you were like, tell Chris, you're like, that weirds me out when he does that. Like, say that again. Say, answer my question. And then, where do they send that to?
Todd at Nerdist. That's NERDIST.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Even before it ends.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. And you're like, Todd, try to answer. This is my favorite way to play. Act like I really do that. And, you know, no matter how...
You do really do that. I don't
know. Try to act like how you would deal with that in real life. Like, if I did that. Like, you'd be appalled. You can be appalled, but, you know, you're still a little nervous. Okay, so, hey, by the way, where do the people send their emails if they have radio sketches?
They can send them to us at Todd at Nerdist.
Oh,
that's
NERDIST. Oh, my God. God, fuck, man, that does it for me. Shut the
What do I do here?
Does that bother you? I'm sorry.
A little bit. Maybe
I know, that's rude. It's just bit. That toe. Oh. Can I say something?
Kind
and I feel, I'm usually not this person. Like, this is someone you hear about. You're like, they said, who is this? What I mean is, I don't.
Oh. When you do it.
What are you talking about? No, come
you
on.
Rory going nuts.
No, stop doing that, Rory.
No, it's you. If you.
No, there's no way just the sound of my voice makes you really get to.
Ow.
Oh, Rory, come on, stop.
Ow, but a good ow.
Oh, come on.
Ow.
No, that's disrespectful.
Will you stop? I can't stop. I don't
well, I
decide.
Know, you know what? I sort of know what you mean because I can't stop with Katie. So I guess
Katie,
I'm just
is
gonna...
that true? Is it him that's
it's
got...
It's
oh,
true.
Fucking
see?
Fuck.
See? Every time.
Oh, my God. I feel horrible. Every I feel like it's sexist. And I don't mean it. Oh, come... Katie.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be disrespectful.
It's okay.
It's just I just came. Oh my god! Don't you come over my voice? Do not come over my voice. Do not come over my voice. Do not come. No, Rory, I demand you don't come while I talk. Dude, you will not come during my.
Yeah. Hey, folks. Hey, if you're out there and you're driving on the highway right now, you're listening to Porn Radio with Todd Glass. Porn Radio. Tonight we got a special clip. It's Todd talking to Katie. Just messing with the sound effects, folks.
Here. Katie, seriously, give me a little. I'm lost. I'm lost in this bit, but it's okay. I knew what happened. That week there was porn music, and I got it all. But listen,
if you're just tuning in, we've gone back to the lav mics. We've gone back to the lav mics.
I want to thank a few people. We're going to read the emails next week. I can't even pay attention that much. But
okay.
Let me tell you something. I really feel like we're getting thousands of emails. No, we are literally getting thousands, so we're not getting them. Okay. I want to thank Jerry Seinfeld. He's going to call in later today, and I really appreciate that. I saw him at the mall. Emails we're going to do. Andrew's car is great. He got it fixed, everyone. I know you worry. We get hundreds. We get hundreds and hundreds. Carvins, God bless them.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Carvins, they saved my life. Sergio, what's your last name?
Bernal.
What?
Bernal.
Bernal. Yeah, maybe, you know, you never know. Someone out there, they're in a band. You know, I always say you're wrong hornage. You play the trumpet, right?
Yes.
What do you say?
Banjo. That's why I didn't.
But that's close enough.
No. I say trumpet or trombone. I think one time he got very upset. I said, "Hey, you're real good in the trombone." He goes, "It's a trumpet, you fat fuck."
Oh wow!
I said, "Sergio, that's no way to talk to anybody." If you maybe you're out there in a band, you go, I need a horn player.
Well, yeah,
call
yeah.
me. I'll give you his. You know what?
Christ, like. How early does that kick in? Does that early?
Can I be honest? I still like it a little.
It's still a fun song. But what if you had friends over and you're having dinner?
Hey, by the way, how funny was that? I know I'm referencing the bit, but it's okay. I can do whatever I want.
You know what? If we applaud him.
No, we'll think we like it. We'll learn a new song.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Shut the door. Right, I need a way that I can turn it off.
Yeah,
I want Andrew to play it a lot, but there's got to be a way. Like, maybe I have a door slammer. Okay, so here. Shh. Stop. Everybody stop it. I want to dedicate 10 minutes to Katie, and I want her to... I'm not even joking around. I want you to eat your pretzels, and I just want everyone to enjoy it. That's how much we enjoy watching you eat your pretzels. No, you want to know what?
Did you guys hear that?
Oh, no. I'm like, they look so good to me.
You
know what we should do? This would be a lot
pretzel
of fun.
Pretzel party, I was thinking it.
Hello!
Pretzel party! You walk in, someone throws pretzels in your face, you got to pick them up and eat them. Whoever can do it the fastest wins.
All right, listen, we're having fun, but let's not get carried away here. I'm not going to take a break, but I think we should do a McFlurry run. But we have some people here that are lactose intolerant. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want at McDonald's?
No.
Anybody want? Who wants a? I want a McFlurry.
I'm good.
Shut the. No.
Do they have soy ones?
Yes, they do.
No, they.
Just get her one and say it's soy.
Really?
Yeah. No. Anybody else want a McFlurry? Okay. So who else wants one? All right.
Well, how many is that?
We're going to get, here's my credit card. and get larges. Why not? You know, whenever you get a small, you know what you think? I should have gotten a large.
Give me a small.
Never the other way.
Get me a small.
No.
I have a small too.
No. Large is for everybody.
Large is all around.
Large is all around. We will not.
Give me a snack size. Okay. Give me a burger.
Hey, you know. Do you want a burger?
No. Oh, it becomes too much.
Yeah. You know what? Can you go? I love the grilled cheese factory. I mean, the grilled cheese factory.
Are they doing?
I opened up a new restaurant. It's called the Grilled Cheese Factory, and they're suing me. You think that's fair?
Yeah. Well,
all right, listen.
If they're doing the $2 for $2 Big Macs, even if they're not, just do that. Get that. Either way, just get like 7 Big Macs.
All right, listen. I got to really talk about. Do you think? Do you want to look at some? We found some. Let's play DJ with you. Let's see how good you are. Oh, you're.
Do you play a DJ?
No. These are questions that are in this. Glass case in the middle of the table. You want to read one?
If you're out there and you're
listening. By the way, we're only supposed to read those when the conversation got so boring and you didn't know what to do or how to react to somebody.
Yeah. What grade would you give yourself? What grade would you give yourself for environmental responsibility?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to answer it. You've got a lot of nerve.
It's too good
of
a point.
Here's my theory. I want to get better.
Yeah.
And I think what happened, I don't want to be the type of person that says, you know, because I'm not a great recycler. I'm not great. I'm getting better. Every month I get better at it.
Yeah.
And then I find myself doing things that I'm like, no, don't be like that. Even running the water in the shower.
Yeah.
I go, stop. Don't be, you know, really be aware of that. So I'm working hard at it. Recycling, I do a shitty job at. Just as far as recycling the trash.
Yeah.
I give myself and I want to get better at it.
Yeah.
You know, some people, just because they can't recycle or they're lazy like me, they try to go, oh, it's bullshit. No, just because you can't do it doesn't mean you have to shit on it.
Right.
I believe it's important. So I give myself on recycling a D-.
Really?
A C minus.
C minus.
C minus for recycling trash.
Yeah.
But as far as water, I give myself now, I used to give myself an F. Now I give myself a B.
Yeah.
I've changed a lot with the water, running the shower, or I would shave. No. For some reason, I would turn on the shower because it made me feel like I started the process. And then literally, sometimes it would be 5 minutes before I got in the shower.
Yeah.
Because I would hear it running and go, okay, I'm starting the shower.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, I hear the shower. I turn the shower on. I actually put the thing down and I actually get all that water and I just use that for the week. I don't even run more water.
So. You just bathe in the same.
I just bathe in
Hold on,
dirty.
There's a problem with the McFlurry. Oh, Oreo.
No, whatever you. Or M&M. Whatever. Make it. Get a collage.
Yeah, here's why I want Oreo. Here's why we thought the M&M, I wasn't crazy about the M&M, is because it's a little, the Oreo, when you have the McFlurry, it's crunchy and it's soft.
Yeah.
The M&M's, you're having soft, great ice cream, and then you hit, ow!
I love that. I love the sharp crunch. Blake's with
I
me.
Agree.
All right. You know what you all
you know
can
what?
Do then?
Three M&M McFlurries. Okay. I'm going to get an Oreo
Well, it
McFlurry.
Looks like Matthew wants an Oreo. Okay, and he, you know what, give me the credit card. If you're buying an Oreo McFlurry, I'm paying. Other than that, you guys aren't going to walk all over me.
His,
give me that.
His dad works at an Oreo McFlurry factory.
Hey, when you go down there, do you want to get half price on these McFlurries?
Here's what you do.
Go inside, and there's a girl working behind the counter. You'll see her. She has big hair. Go over to her and go, whisper to her. Go, hey, I'm going to eat you into a coma. I'm gonna eat you into a coma.
Oh, fuck.
And then
it's happening again. I can't control it.
And then she'll know that it's a sign. Right? What am I doing? I want an Oreo.
No.
Everybody else wants M&Ms. Two Oreos and. Can't believe we're doing this. We're going to edit this.
No, it stays in. Three, four, five. Five M&M, two Oreo.
McDonald's should sponsor me. I like McDonald's.
And then whatever you want.
I defend them.
Well, I just counted. I was like, oh, I didn't even factor his vote in. What if he's not thinking and he does get that number and he gets back and he's like, I didn't even get one from myself.
Yeah.
Ah, God. You know, there's real world issues out there and we're talking about them. If you're on the lines, if you're listening, if you're on the thing, please feel free to call in. We do have a special guest that's going to be calling in today. He's a famous comedian from New York City and you've probably heard of him.
Actually, he's on the line right now. But before we go there.
Yeah.
Our McFlurries are on the way.
Oh, good. Well,
I just want everyone to know. All right, no talking, please.
Let's take the call. Caller, are you on the line?
Yeah, hi, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, hello, how are you?
I'm doing mighty fine today. How are you?
I'm doing great. We were just talking about you earlier, talking about some comedy. How has the road been this year?
Well, that's always good to hear that people are talking about me. The road has been unbelievable. I had been doing stand-up for many, many years, and I still love it. I've always had a love for stand-up comedy, and I go out, and I'm doing it after so many years, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
That's great to hear. We always talk about the show and the success of the show and how much we love the show. I bet you get a lot of people wanting you to sign DVDs.
You know, I'm so happy to sign anything that anybody has to offer because I'm happy that people like the show. Yes.
Yeah, one of the best shows.
Hi, Jerry, this is Blake Wexler. First of all, huge fan. Quick question for you. How much does your Jewish heritage influence your comedy material?
Oh, you put a lot of time into that question, didn't you?
Jerry.
No, it's okay. It does not really. I'm sure it does indirectly, but it's fun. Everything's fun.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a good answer. Anyway, it's all fun shit. He's like, and inside.
Hello, back to me.
Yeah.
He was sweating. Like that guy who's faking that he's Jerry Seinfeld calling into the show, if that was a real person, he didn't know how to answer that, so he got all, shit, I think they're on to me. What if somebody really goes, oh my God, that's not Jerry Seinfeld? All right, let's go back.
Let's backtrack.
Don't you think everybody is, this has been said before, I'm just curious of your opinion on it, and I think that you could prove this.
Yeah.
I know people that have said everybody's an atheist, agnostic, even if it's 99% sure, 100%. No, you're at either, not, well, I guess as high as you go is 99%. Agnostic means you're, help me here.
Yeah.
Agnostic. So everybody's agnostic, even there's a 1% out.
Right.
So I thought, I think that's true. I would put money on someone that says, no, I'm not. I'm 100% sure there's a God.
Yeah.
Think, well, how would you ever find out? Someone explained to me, truth serum is not the real name of the chemical, but there is a chemical that they could inject into you and make you, you would tell the truth. You would just be so relaxed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I'm not even being silly. Or three crazy bong hits. I would put money that people that would say, no, you can inject me with that. I would, if I'm wrong, it's still interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't care if I'm wrong. I would, that would be unbelievable to me if somebody on all that, whatever you call the truth serum, it checks into them. And even after they're on it, they go, I'm 100% sure there's a God. And they just go off and, you know, they're just, bet you that 99% of the people would under that drug would go, no, I hope. And I really have a very, 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 very strong belief about that. But of course, when I lay in bed at night, I have some doubt.
Yeah.
How many people do you think would have that happen?
I bet a lot. I think a lot.
And you could prove that. Like I always say, if I had a show, now that I have a show, I said if I had a show with a budget, but if I had a show like, you know, like Real Time with Bill Maher, a show like that, that would be in my budget. Call in the 800 number. If you're out there and you say under any chemical, I would. And how cool would that be to see? So even if you're out there and there's people listening going, no, under any chemical or whatever, I'd be, there'd be a lot of people that'd be like, oh, I did. Here's a video of you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you know,
tell them, yeah.
Yeah, when they come out of it, they're like, no. Well, here's you saying you cry many nights, well, you know, hoping that you don't get buried and all you do is lay there and rot. Well, bugs eat your eyes. But anyway, you know, sometimes, you know, when people get all, what do you call it? Like overly, I don't know what you call it, but when I say what you mean, you'll get what I mean. You know, there's mm-hmm. movies over at the people in LA know it, the Hollywood way. They show movies in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned that to people over the years, not comedians, but like say someone in my, you know, in a family member or a cousin. And they go, yeah. And I told them what we did because we just recently went over and watched Meatballs as they served Meatballs.
Oh, nice.
It was fun.
That's
it was
great.
A lot of fun. So I tell some cousin, they go, well, that's disrespectful. And I go, well, first of all, if you believe either they're, if they are there and you do go, I know people go to visit tombstones. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
you're not thinking. And most people, when you call them on it, they catch themselves. You were just saying it. How many other areas in your life do you do that? That's why, to me, it pisses me off or upsets me, because so they go, it's disrespectful. And then I go, why? Why would you, if you go over there, wouldn't you like laughter?
Do they think that you're sitting on the, like...
Well, if your grandmother's there...
Because you're not.
Right, if your grandmother's there and you're laughing and you're having a good time, it's not like they go, does anybody vandalize the tombstones? Then I get it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But why wouldn't you want people around, people laughing if they're there? Plus, they're not. Their spirits are gone. They go where they want to go. Yeah. You think if you bury somebody where you thought they wanted to be buried, they're stuck there? That should scare you.
Yeah.
I want to believe that if somebody's buried and that's not where they wanted to spend the eternity, their body leaves and they go where they want to be. Imagine if those other people were like, no, they'll lay in the dirt right there.
Yes.
And they're not going anywhere. They stay in that dirt.
I used to, you know,
do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying totally, most people get the spirit leaves. So it doesn't.
Anyway. You know how people also like have that belief like, oh, when your family members die, they're watching you. Mm. I just started thinking like they would hate your 9-to-5 more than you do, because they're not even a part of it. They're just having to watch your shitty life movie. And they're like,
they're watching.
Like, oh, you know what? They go to heaven and then they watch us. Like, how like horrible would that be?
So they're basically, they've lived their whole life and now they're... And now they have to be a nanny?
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Horror theater.
It's the worlds of Todd. I love this music.
This is the entire podcast.
This is what I'm going to turn it into.
Oh, scary stories with Todd Glass.
Here's what I'd like to do. I always try to, when I'm smoke, I try to, you know, that's why when you hear me go, stop. That's me trying to regain order. What if I let you do the last 10 minutes? You take over.
All right.
And then I smoke another hit, because I would be out of my mind. Not yet. Right. The last 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just prepping.
another thing I realized about God is that, by the way, I would never, ever, do I ever...
It's weird to talk about God and that's the music.
That's okay. Never do I want to... have a conversation with someone whether there's a God or there isn't a God. I don't want to have that, because it's just your opinion versus theirs. So right. I never will do that. If I've done it, I never want to do it again.
Right.
It's never leads to anything good happening.
Right.
But I will question certain things.
Yeah.
And like, to me, like, you know, the biggest proof that there isn't a God that has powers that can magically transform, you know, the wind to shift gears so your home gets saved, or
yeah,
a God like that, is because the people that believe in God, not the people that believe in God, those holy rollers, they would explode.
Yeah, yeah.
They would be infuriating him. So I'm not arguing that there's a God. I'm saying even if there is a God, he doesn't have powers like that. Or you know, the first people that he would make blow up would be those people that, you know, use God for destruction and all that stuff. Right.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, I always say, and I've said this before, but I would think it would be interesting to raise your kids. If you raised your kids and you told them, believe in whatever you want to believe and learn all types of religions, the only thing you take out of it is that you will burn in hell. Like, you know, or, you know, just if, well, I think they come so to a different weird conclusion sometimes, right?
Such a weird. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's so strange to have that as to actually live your life just like fear based and living. I think there's enough people that do good things that don't, aren't worried about a consequence of, or a reward.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it's weird to me that people live like that.
If you flipped it, you know, whenever I flip something, I always see it for how rude it is. You know, I think, well, maybe I'm being unfair. And then honestly flip it. Imagine if people, I guess I'm agnostic. I'm not positive, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. Imagine if I told my kids, hey, if you're not agnostic, after you die, you'll burn for the rest of your life. So you call child services. You can't take a belief you have and imagine that. Yeah. No. You defend it. You go, no, I believe that if my child doesn't believe. So to me, just if you raised your children raise your children. I can say it right.
Raise your children's.
And also tell them, here's the one loophole. Whenever you have blind faith, you usually end up in a shitstorm.
Yeah.
That's why when it comes to buying a car or you teach your children your whole life. Most people teach your children, trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. And that's good advice. Kids are smart. If they trust their instincts, a lot of times they will make good choices. Whether they get into a car with someone or whether they trust a stranger, your instincts are good. Trust them.
Well,
except when it comes to religion, they go, right? Oh. Isn't it indirectly? They go, oh, what about that with religion? No, it doesn't have to add up. It doesn't have to make sense. Imagine if you did that with other things like, hey, math, arithmetic. You tell your kids arithmetic is very important. But ignore all the rules when it comes to when I owe you money.
Yeah, yeah.
So they owe you $7, and you owe them $7. You give them $3, and then they go, it doesn't have to add up. With arithmetic, sometimes it doesn't have to make sense. Yeah. Does that make sense at all, what I'm saying?
I think so.
No, tell me it doesn't if it doesn't.
Well, the kids' instincts, I think that, you know, outside of Columbine, that makes a lot of sense. Like, go with your instincts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember those kids? Jesus Christ.
I think I'm going to erase all of this.
No, I think it's good. I think it's a good topic. We're in deep.
No, I know what I'm saying. It's just hard for me to articulate. I'm just saying, it just seemed that you indirectly tell kids with religion, oh, have blind faith. It doesn't have to add up.
It's convenient.
Yeah, and to me, that's usually when lies like that are made, it's usually from someone, when someone doesn't want you to know the truth, that's usually someone that's that doesn't want the best for you.
Yeah.
No, everything has to add up.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't it?
Right.
And then if it doesn't add up, then you don't just say, oh, blind faith. Or sometimes, you know, there's a reason. That's what I used to say. I have powers of God. You know that? I have the same powers of God.
Yeah.
So pray for something right now and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I have the same powers. If you give me all the leniency you give God, I have an amazing power right now. Watch this. I'm serious. Right now.
Pray out
loud.
Not
kidding you. You're going to look, you're going to be like, oh my God, that is, he does.
Should I pray out loud?
Pray out loud. Ask for something.
I hope.
A serious thing.
Yeah. I pray for world peace this week.
I hear your prayer. And I just want you to know that sometimes everything doesn't make sense. And I'm gonna do what I think is necessary. It might not be look like I answered your prayer, but I am.
Okay.
And when you see two set footprints of Prince.
When I see Prince.
All right, I'm done. I really do want to take a break and not. How do you think your acting is?
I think I'm all right.
Want to do a fake scene?
Yeah, let's do a fake scene.
Here's the one I thought of before the show. You're at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And no, you're at someone's house for dinner. Yep. You're on the like typical scene from 20 movies. Yep. You know, this sort of scene. You're dating a girl who's rich and you've gone over her house for Thanksgiving and people are just being fucking mean to you.
Yeah.
I mean, just disrespectful. And you're, you know, and finally it's the scene where you stand up at the table and you go, "Let me tell you all something."
Yeah.
That scene. You know that scene?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
You just want me to go into that.
Yeah, like this. Yeah, we're all at the dinner table. Maybe a grandmother just said something to you. You were going to make, and you have to, the audience has to believe you've had it.
Yeah.
And you're fed up and feel bad for you.
Okay. Are you guys going to make fun of me?
So, you want us to role play now?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're all eating. Hmm. So, Rory.
Yeah.
What do? You do comedy?
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian.
Now, how do you make a living doing that?
Well, you go to different comedy clubs and you get paid for the weekend.
Oh,
and
it's like being a clown.
That's not necessarily a clown. I mean, I come up with real ideas.
I don't like this bit. I don't like this bit.
Oh, do you want me to do a joke?
No, hold on. I feel like I'm the only one that's giving him a hard time at the dinner. You sat there, Blake, and let me look like a jerk.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk or not on this. That's why I've been quiet.
You're not supposed to talk.
I'm just... Zing, Blake, this was also a setup.
Not again.
This is intervention.
Right.
We're in 4A. We're in 4BA intervention.
Here's why I'm going to do this right. I didn't like where we had to be the part. Just may pretend you've just heard it. Because then it's not me doing it. Picture there's an older woman and they've all just been. That what I was doing was silly. You're not a comedian in this scenario. Okay. You're just. But you stand up and you address everybody before you walk the fuck out of there. That's what you do. And your girlfriend, by the way, after you make this speech, your girlfriend gets up and follows out behind you.
Okay.
Does two of the grandmothers.
I have to talk her up.
They just want to get... Okay, go. Go. Here's the scene.
And well, I understand what you're saying. And I appreciate the fact that you've let me come to your house, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to this bullshit anymore, okay? She told me before I got here. She said you'd be a cunt to everybody, you'd talk down to me, you'd tell me I'm a piece of shit. I think you're a fucking piece of shit. You've been through four marriages? Four marriages? Do you know how fucking crazy that is?
Well,
four
excuse me, but I didn't...
And you know, look what it leads to. Your idiot son who just sits over here and doesn't even know when to talk. You berate him and he just sits there like a fucking stump on a log. At least I'm doing something with my life, okay? I'm doing something with my life. You're old and you're stupid. And your husbands, it's good that they're... God. Yeah, we're leaving. We're leaving now. I'm going.
I don't understand what I did wrong.
Look at this shit. This is supposed to be celebrating my fuck what I've been doing. My book.
Hold on, young man. I don't know what we did wrong. We just invite you. Yeah, this is our child.
I'm allergic to mashed potatoes. You could have killed me. Gravy, the gravy's good. The gravy is good. But I'm allergic to mashed potatoes, and I made that so clear. I made that so clear in my email, in my text, in my voicemail, in the messenger I had sent over 3 hours before dinner. I said, sing a song, but make sure it's very clear, the mashed potatoes. I have a copy of it. Here's what he's saying. Here's exactly
Amazing
what he's saying.
Grace.
This is it.
Oh, Rory can't eat mashed taters. They will send him to his
grave. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I am sorry.
Oh, the only thing you made was mashed potatoes.
I like mashed potatoes. I made six types of mashed potatoes. I didn't know. You have a problem.
I'm breathing it in. I could die.
I did not know.
I thought he was joking.
Hold on.
You did know. The stairs are covered in mashed potatoes.
I
can't even leave.
He seems really
mad. I didn't know you were going to leave so early, and I accidentally.
Please don't cover the stairs with mashed.
Sit down.
Potatoes. He's totally allergic.
What did you make for dessert? Maybe that can.
Hold on. Don't tell him. I did not. I'm still the woman in this bit, right? Like they're sitting around the house and okay, I got to change my voice a little. I don't. It's the best I can do. I am sorry. I did not know that you were allergic. Meanwhile, by the way, she fucking knew, right? Of course she fucking knew. She makes six types of mashed potatoes. She fucking has mashed potatoes. She's a fucking. She's a manipulative fuck.
I don't even know what six types are. She actually did research.
Okay, ready. So anyway, let's go back to the bit. You're still angry.
Yeah.
I did not know that you were allergic. Why would I do such a horrible thing? I feel like it's ruined my party. Why would I do that? Why would I ruin my own party?
That is a good point.
This is the one time a year I get together with. By the way, fucking liar. Liar. Yeah. I did not know. I would never do something like that. Can my children speak? Would I ever do something like that?
No, Rory, you made my mom cry. Your mom tried to kill me.
I did not try to kill you.
It was an accident.
Oh, my God.
Tried to kill six types of mashed potatoes.
I didn't know.
The stairs are covered in mashed potatoes.
I dropped a pot of mashed potatoes.
All over. How many pots? How big is that pot?
I have to get my blood pressure medicine. I think I'm having a seizure.
Good, because that's what would happen to me if I took a bite of these potatoes. I'd have a seizure.
How dare you?
Oh, my. You know what? You know what? Hold on.
Mom, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
It's not okay. I'm having heart palpitations.
No.
What is wrong with you?
I just remembered I'm allergic to macaroni and cheese.
Oh, shit.
I am so embarrassed.
That's why I didn't have any macaroni and cheese. Meanwhile, she's not crazy. Well, no, that's not fair. The direction I gave is that she was lying.
I love it. I love it goes back, though. She's not.
I didn't make any mac and cheese.
Okay, we are at 30. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We're here at Studio AB, High Top, on the beautiful La Cienega Strip. We're at Black Horse Motors, High Top, doing the show live.
Come on down. We're doing a balloon giveaway. If you got kids, bring them up here. We keep it clean. We keep it fresh. We're always doing something new.
We got balloon sandwiches and lots more. Hey, yeah. I learned one thing in life. Lots more, never lobster.
No.
they're not. Why would they hold back on the lots more? You never hear, hey, hamburgers, hot dogs, and lots more. Is lots more by any chance balloons? Because I could give a fuck about your balloons.
It's always balloons.
Oh, they do have. Oh, my God. You're right. They do have lots more.
Yeah.
Come on out here, kids. They got lots more. There's popcorn and balloons.
Oh, yay.
Oh, if that ain't lots more, well, when what the fuck?
Oh, here he goes. Daddy's going to rant about the government again. The government makes us happen.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's a balloon. It's fun, Dad.
Yeah, it's real fun. They get you down here. They tell you it's $1.99 a month, and then they fuck up your ass.
What, they put a balloon in your ass? What do you mean, Dad?
All right, here we go. Kid? I'm done.
Yeah. The kid says ass.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. Listen. I want you to be quiet.
Yep.
McFlurries. Ah.
Oh, goodness. My God. We're getting
McFlurries. The lady laughed at me for like 10 minutes when I told her I wanted seven McFlurries, and then she laughed.
That's true.
Wait, did you not get eight McFlurries?
Didn't we say larges?
Those are larges.
Well, they're not large to me. I want two.
Todd, they're huge.
I want two. That's what happened if I was on Truth Serum. If I was on Truth Serum and they brought those McFlurries, I would go, here, honestly, you don't. Yeah. The reason you don't say this is because you're an adult and you make it, even though inwardly you have childlike thoughts, outwardly you're an adult and you don't. But if I was on Truth Serum right now, which made me not edit it myself, which I don't want to be on, it's no way to go through life, I would say, can you run back and get three more? I'd like more McFlurry. I'm not going to enjoy this amount of McFlurry because it's not going to last me long. What's wrong?
I can't have a McFlurry.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have to act, you know, Andrew. I know what you do.
I'm just allergic. It's okay.
Mm.
See, that's why. Why did we get seven? Two people are allergic to it.
Because I want two. Okay. And you don't say a word to this to my heart doctor. Dr. Vinny, my doctor has been so rough. He want, this is the guy, he makes up shit his doctor says so people will think that he's taking care of himself. No, I mean, he's just, it's just tough sometimes. My doctor wants me to have a McFlurry every night.
Are you serious?
Yes, I mean, what the fuck? So I'm trying.
What is that supposed to do?
I don't know. He says it clears your arteries out, the cold.
Really?
Mm. I mean, I'm trying. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, he said wake up in the middle of the night and eat candy. So I've been doing it. That's why when you were staying at my house before you went to the airport last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember you saw me eating candy at 3 a.m?
Yeah, with milk.
Yeah, I have to set my
milk and candy.
Cereal is good
candy. I thought that was so weird.
Mm. So listen, we got some pictures.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. And we'll put them up here on the big screen.
Yep.
And can you go through these with us?
Yeah.
And by the way, if anybody, you know, has a question about these pictures, you feel free to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Oh, it's a segment.
Yeah.
And we went on the line, we called your parents, your brothers.
Yeah.
And everybody sent in some footage. And we're going to have a little slideshow with you. It's called Memories. It's called The Morning, I don't know what it's called.
Memories, The Morning.
You wake up and time has slipped away. Suddenly, blah, 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 blah.
You're dead. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Okay, now what's this?
Oh, this is a good one. Wow, you really researched this.
Mm-hmm.
This was at my younger brother's high school graduation. I thought it'd be funny to, you know, as he was getting the diploma, just throw a couple dildos on the stage.
Oh, I didn't know what they were.
What? Because it is a little blurry, but those are just really...
No, but there's like 50 dildos around him.
I passed them out to a lot of his friends. I was like, this will be funny.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll get a picture. And I thought,
oh my God, this next picture. Look at that.
He's crying.
Yeah.
Oh, so
he was incredibly embarrassed. I thought he'd think it was funny.
He looks like he's laying on the ground with dildos all over him.
We did start hitting him. When he got off the stage, we started hitting him. Those things are like 18 inches, and they're like thick rubber. And I think
in retrospect,
we took it a little too far.
It seems like he has a small graduating class. How many people are there?
Oh, it's just 5 people.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's blind and deaf. So it's like a special school.
Over here, this has to be from what? How old are you here? You look like you're 5 months old, maybe.
Yeah. I think exactly 5 months.
And what is your dad doing to you?
Well, I mean, have you ever watched like any like videos about Chinese babies?
He's doing
a weird gymnast Chinese baby stretch, like a massage type thing for babies.
It looks weird. I got to be honest. When people see this video, does everyone tell you that looks? I don't even want to say what that looks like.
It's very healthy though.
What is it?
Well, you know, tomato tomato. You think he's blowing me? That's a massage. He's giving me a Chinese baby massage.
I had a mouthful of ice cream. I've never done whatever you want to call that. It's not a spit take because you can spit ice cream out.
No, it's too thick.
It's too thick. So all you can do is lean back and go, and open up your airways and let some air in around the ice cream. So I just had the ice cream in my mouth and then I go, and it gargled in my mouth. I was able to breathe and then you go, he's giving me a massage.
With his mouth.
Oh, this is nice. Okay. Oh my God, how does this one of Katie get in there?
What is, Katie, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
That's insane.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Where? You worked at the mall?
Yeah, in high school.
And why don't you
how,
have no...
How old are you in this
how
picture?
How old are you?
Like 15, maybe.
That's weird.
No, that's...
Why would have... But 15 and working at Victoria's Secret, that does not sound right.
That looks...
That sounds
weird. I developed early.
Why would they let you do that?
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to...
Yeah.
All right. Now let's...
All right, next slide. Next slide. Oh, now this one I do remember. We were at my grandmother's house, and we got into a macaroni salad fight. We had just finished watching a documentary on the Holocaust, and we thought, oh, this will relieve some tension. We'll throw some macaroni at each other. And it's become a tradition in my family now.
You can see the Holocaust on the TV.
Yeah.
First, I thought you were bullshitting me. So you would watch the Holocaust, and then you would just relieve the tension?
My grandmother had like a couple bowls of macaroni salad made. Mm. She had them in the fridge with saran wrap, and we'd just go and take that saran wrap off. And you'd have to, whoever started it, how it would have to.
It seems like you guys.
Whoever started it would have to go grab the first handful and just yell out, "Take this, Jews!" And we'd throw it at each other. It was so fun.
Oh, hold on. That sounds horrible.
Oh, no. Look at the picture.
No, I see
look
the picture. You both have this huge smile
My
on your face.
My dad's half naked.
Do you have any? First of all, I hate even saying this because it makes it look like you'd have to have Jewish people in your family to, and anybody that just understands. Do you understand that why that's so disrespectful?
Todd, how respectful are we being learning about the Holocaust?
Well, that doesn't
it's
mean
a tough
you...
subject. So we relieve it by pretending to be Germans, throwing macaroni salad at each other and being like, "Take this, Jew! Here, take some macaroni salad."
Are you sure that's not a propaganda film? It looks like a propaganda film, not a documentary.
Yeah, you know.
Listen,
it's Netflix. It was back then.
What if you got so mad at Katie on that one, so the next one just made horrible? Oh, look here. It looks like you're blowing everybody on the football team. And then you have to go along with it. You know, you're like, wait, they do not have a picture like that. I don't even like making jokes like that. I don't know Katie well enough. I don't want it to be like, you know, because that's how you get sued for sexual harassment.
Well, because then she's like, look, I did blow the football team. And you're like, I didn't know that.
That music can
die
down. I don't
want that getting out there.
Is there any other pictures? Do you want to show any more slides?
Yeah, there's one more.
You have one more?
Yeah. Have you been on that ride? Have you been on that ride before?
What is that? That looks crazy.
Six Flags. You know about Six Flags.
Well, I do.
So,
I mean, I know the amusement park.
Yeah. So at Six Flags, there's one of the rides, and it takes a picture of you. And my friend, this is actually kind of sad, but my friend, I'm shocked you have this. He got out of his seatbelt on the roller coaster and just took his pants off and just started jerking off. He goes, "When I get down to the photo, I'll be jerking off on the roller coaster." And
his hands all blurry. He must have been doing it really fast.
Super fast. I mean, they couldn't really get it still framed. But
I heard
God,
they throw
so
those
funny.
Pictures out.
Mm-mm. You can buy it. So we bought it. We bought a couple others.
Can you take that picture off the screen? It's freaking me out.
No,
that's so graphic.
Have you been on that ride?
No, you
though?
Can see the ejaculation coming out of his penis. It's going to make me barf.
Well, that's the thing. If you buy some of the pictures of the people who are sitting behind us, they're like later in the picture frames.
I don't want to buy any
pictures.
They're
just covered in semen. And it's so. We bought the whole series. We bought the semen series. We called it the semen series. And folks, that's available now. If you're caller 9 on the phone lines, we're going to say the semen series.
All right, let's take a stop here. Okay. It looks like it's raining out there like crazy. You know, I'd love you guys to... I know we have to wrap it up, but so the rain's coming down so much. Do you just want to stay till the rain subsides?
I don't want to...
What if this was my trick to keep everyone at my podcast? Like, I don't want anyone to leave, so no... You get people so high they forget. I go, "No, guys, do you want to go out there now? Do you want to leave?"
No, I'm...
No, it looks scary out there. Do you have a raincoat? I don't have a raincoat.
I didn't know
it
would
rain. I don't have windshield wipers.
Maybe we should just stick it out.
Let's just stay here.
Hold on. Let me hear what it sounds like if we do that through the over there. Put the rain like it. No, the thunder. Where's the thunder?
It just comes in and out.
Oh, I like it to come.
In reality, it just comes in and out.
Let's hear what it sounds like now. Hold on.
You can kind of hear it.
Where's the thunder? I want more thunder next time.
Oh, God.
It's really bad out there.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I don't like thunderstorms at all.
No, if you guys have to go, I totally understand. It's just really coming down out there. And then I hire a guy out front to hose the front window. All right.
But you can really tell how it's going when someone's like, nah, I'm going to rough it. I'm going to go.
and then I try to get the thunder worse. You sure you want to go out there?
Well, I mean, it doesn't look that bad.
I don't know. It seems...
I think it's fun. I mean, look at the water. Right.
Go ahead.
The water, it looks violent. But you know when you're in a car, the water looks worse than it actually is? Mm-hmm. That doesn't actually look that bad. By the way,
I want to stop this bit.
Holy shit.
Jesus
Christ. No, I'm still going to go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, Rory, yeah. It's not
it's
that
really
bad.
No,
I'll be
out
fine.
There,
no, I'll be fine.
It's fun.
No,
in
I'll
here,
be
Rory.
Fine.
Rory, don't go out there, Rory.
I'm going.
Rory, no.
Rory.
I'm going.
Rory, it's really.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah! Rory, no.
Oh, God. He's in the gun. He keeps getting struck by lightning.
I should have stayed. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen. I want everyone to take a deep breath. Where I'm excuse me.
Too much fun.
This is. Hold on. What's going on? I hear background noise. What I'd like to do. Why don't we do 60? I'm having fun. We're at 48 minutes.
I'm having
minutes.
A great time.
So how about if we do another
three hours? Who does two? Who does three? Do 2 hours.
All right. You like that Todd Glass mug I gave you?
I like it. It's a good. You should have your picture on it.
You know what?
Can you
that's
get
what
these
I
redone?
Tell. That's what I tell Chris Hardwick.
Yeah,
he brings me these mugs, and they don't have my picture on it. So I'm not ungrateful.
I don't think so. That,
oh,
I
good.
Want
then
your
I
picture
can,
on there.
Then I wanted to tell you. So here's Chris Hardwick. The other day, all of a sudden, at my door, he doorbell rings. It's Chris Hardwick standing there. He goes, "Hey, I bought you mugs for your show." I go, "There's no picture on there." And then he looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. But I'm right, right?
Right.
You don't give someone mugs. I can buy a dumb mug.
Yeah.
I can go, oh, great, he bought me a mug, so thanks a lot.
This is what I want. I want him to get, like, some mugs that are misshapen. It put your picture on it and just have the line, look at this ugly mug. And the mug is ugly, but it's a picture of you. What do you think?
What do I think? I like it.
Call Chris. Call him right now. I'll talk to him right now.
You can't get him on the phone. I want to make Chris out to be like, you know, funny, like he's the nicest guy in the world. I think it's funny on our show. I'm never going to say great character again. We just, Chris Hardwick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real nice guy. People don't know the real Chris Hardwick.
You know what? You just said he came and he rang your doorbell. Yeah. A real friend kind of gently knocks. They don't want to start.
Thank you.
A stranger does the doorbell. You know, bing, bong.
Thank you.
Bing, bong.
But, you know, a friend walks in. Yeah. You're in the shower. You're in the
bing,
shower.
Bong.
I mean, I'm coming.
Bing,
I'm
bong.
Coming to the door.
Bing, bong.
You're not even ringing it. You're saying bing, bong. At least ring and show some respect.
That's the Chris Hardwick I know.
I knock. I'd knock on your door. A light tap. Todd, are you in there?
Is there anything? You just edit this out. You ready? Play things in the other room for him to react to. So anyway. Not rain. Turn the rain off. We just have a quick edit here. Okay. Yeah, that thunder. By the way, that was the worst thunder in the fucking world.
Whoa.
No, you heard me.
Whoa.
Shut the fuck up. We're editing this out.
Worst thunder in the world.
When I ask for sound effects, listen to them all the way through.
Yeah, all the way.
Thank you.
All the way.
I feel like I'm being too hard on them. This isn't being taped, is it?
No. Yeah, it is.
Turn it off.
Okay, it's off.
When I ask you to get, and back me here, Rory. When I ask you to get sound effects, you listen to them. No, shush. Listen more and talk less.
Look, can I?
I turn the mics off so I can have an honest conversation with you.
Can I?
I want to have the best sound effects there are. I got competition. I got Chris Hardwick breathing down my fucking back.
Talk.
And when I ask, no.
Can I talk to you for a second? Just over there? Just
briefly. Am I fucking wrong?
I would like to talk to you before you continue this.
All right. I feel like I'm fucking losing my mind here. I got a show to run. Fucking yell at them! Yell at them! You're just sitting back. Hit him! Hit him! Strike him with the outside of your hand.
It's
like
I'm
a man.
No, I got Chris.
Smack
Chris,
him.
Chris,
am I wrong?
No,
am I wrong
Chris,
right now?
Chris,
thank you.
Yes.
I feel like I'm losing fucking control here. I thought I was yelling at him.
Jab him.
I'm not yelling at him enough.
Jab him in the nose.
Now get back in there and fucking kick him in the balls. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey, you piece of shit. When I fucking ask for sound effects, shut your fucking mouth!
No.
Shut it! I understand if you make mistakes, but I'm gonna punch you in your fucking dumb bloated head. You listen to a sound effect that had one little thunder sound every 20 minutes. Anybody, shut the fuck up. Instead of planning what you're gonna say back to me, listen. I'm sorry. Think a fucking head.
Todd, come on, come here. Will you come here for a second? You made a fucking monster in there.
You just told me.
Yeah, 1 to 10, go to 7.
Oh my god. 25. I thought that was too much.
You're gonna lose your fucking employees.
Do it right. See how I'm yelling? And now I'm with Todd. Come on. All right,
I'm flipping.
Yell, but then immediately apologize.
Okay.
Apologize always.
You're fucking freaking me out.
I'm
Rory.
Sorry.
Did I overyell at him?
Yes!
I'm sorry that I'm yelling at you.
I don't know.
Yell at him and then apologize immediately. Damn
it. I just need it done. You know I love you. Come on. But you know, and I think you're a good guy. But I need it done! You know, just try it, you know?
Yeah, that's better. That's way better.
I won't do it again.
All right.
Let's go back to taping.
Let's go back to the show.
Que sera, sera.
Oh, God. That feels good every time. Andrew, that just made up for it.
That bit was crazy.
That made up for it.
Are you got to be high, right?
I am. Yeah, I am.
All right, listen. Here's what I want to do.
I can only smoke so
I'm going to give everyone their money back for this show. There's no charge for this show.
This one's free.
No, you're right. You know, if I say that every show, it makes me realize to just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
But we're not going to charge for this show.
Double. I think double.
All right. All right. Oh, Rory.
Is that the autistic family?
No, it's people that have a place on the other side.
They're on the other side?
Yes.
What are they just doing?
It's a newborn baby. They say he has. What's the thing where they're
annoying. They're annoyingly stupid.
I don't like this bit.
I'm gonna go talk to him. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Are you good with kids?
Look at me. Am I good with kids? I'm great with kids.
All right. Be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like what you did with the dog person. Can I be honest? Before you shot them.
No, I didn't.
I worry. We heard the gun.
Maybe that was someone else.
This podcast is.
That could have been a different interaction at a different apartment. That could have been a different interaction at a different apartment. That
be nice. Be a gentleman.
All right.
Oh, it feels so good to have someone handle this for me. You got to handle it with kid gloves because I'm not a bastard. This is a little baby and my heart goes out. So I don't want to go over and. Oh, the last thing the parents need is somebody to.
He's over there now.
Make
He's
a situation.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. Hello. Hi. Yeah. No. I'm one of Todd's friends. I'm next door, and I was just curious. Did you just have a baby? What? There seems to be a lot of noise. It just seems more than normal. Like, have you gone to a doctor? No, I'm not being rude. I think I'm being very reasonable here. Your child is annoying, and we're trying to have a podcast. And Todd's got Chris Hartley breathing down his neck. This has to be great. And you're fucking it up. You are fucking up this podcast, you and your shithead little baby. How many kids do you have? How many kids do you have? Well, today we're going to eliminate a few kids. We're eliminating a few kids right now. Right now. Ah! 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 Oh, God! Ah! Every time I fire this, it makes me come. I'm coming right now! You think I want to do that? You think I want to come in front of your kids? I don't! I want to be in a podcast! I want to be in a podcast!
Oh my god! What did you do?
Oh god, let me just start by saying they don't get cuter than 7 months old.
No, Rory, we.
So why go beyond 7 months? That's my theory. They get at 7 months, they're as adorable as they're going to be.
Rory, you don't know how funny that sounds. Were those sound effects coming through the speaker?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you just think it's.
Just murdering people.
All right. Well, next week I tell a funny story about Wayne Newton.
The Todd Glass Show.
And guess what? I'm not lying. That's how I'm gonna start using weird things to, you know what they say, that when we come back and true story, I always have an expression we're using on the show because I say I swear to God when I'm lying because for comedic effect, but I say swear to George Carlin, like to George Carlin, not even swear. Then I will never break that trust with the audience. Yeah. I went inner tubing with Wayne Newton and I'm going to talk about it next week. How do you like that? Now people are thinking there's no way. Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, he really did. So I have that to if you're, you know, because that brings people, they go, I got to hear the Wayne Newton story.
I'm picturing the guy, he's driving his car. He's by himself. He's got this podcast plan. He had to pull to the side of the road and sit there for a second and just go, oh, oh man. Okay. Puts it right back in drive and gets right back on the road. It's so strong to him. Wayne Newton. That Todd Glass.
How'd he get Wayne Newton? How'd he fucking end up inner tubing with Wayne Newton?
Girlfriend's in the backseat. I don't know why.
He'll tell you next week. He just said he'll tell you next week. I can't wait.
She should be further away if she's in the backseat from the microphone for this.
Why does he have a microphone in the car?
That doesn't matter. Don't look at me.
What restaurant has the worst food?
It's a good one. What restaurant has the good food? Anybody here want to add in?
The worst food?
The worst food. That's a good one. You know why? Because forget about even what's good or bad for you. Even if you go to a place that's bad, they pump out some things. They taste good. You might not like what's in them.
Yeah.
But forget about that. They can't even pump out bad shitty food. Like you go there, you think, fuck it. I'm going to say... Fast food or regular?
Both.
And by the way, real quick, and don't let me forget what we're talking about.
Yep.
But I want to sidetrack for a second. What do you call junk food? If I said, hey, let's get some junk food, name some junk food items.
Fast food and also like shit you go get at a gas station.
Guess what? I was wrong. We said junk food and somebody goes like McDonald's. I go, no, that's not junk food. Junk food is candy. Now, yeah, everyone out there has everyone.
I put that in there too. I think anything's junk food that it doesn't seem to have some sort of positive effect on your body, where the majority of whatever it is you're eating is actually tastes great, but it's actually shit.
Yeah, I think then wouldn't you say that? I don't want to get into what
like candy and stuff.
I think it's. What would you say? Would you say it's can? Would you consider that if someone said, "Hey, bring over some junk food"? Would you bring over McDonald's? We're getting high tonight. Bring over some junk food.
I wouldn't bring over McDonald's. I would bring home.
Thank you. Cut his mic off.
Just like snacks that are around the house, like something that's more accessible, not necessarily something that you'd have to go out, like from a restaurant.
Blake, is it true that you, till you moved to California, lived in a bunk bed?
I did. Alone. No one else slept there. I slept on the bottom bunk by myself.
We were in IKEA, and then we took a picture of a bunk bed, and we sent it to you, but you said you didn't get it, saying, look, we're like you. We live in bunk beds. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry.
Embarrassed completely.
Oh,
leaving messages like that.
Get a life.
You're in a goddamn
bunk bed. Yeah, my mom, by the way, I'm going to play those messages for my mom. I think she should hear them.
Well, they happened, so she could tell you that it's true.
Want to hear something once? I told Blake Wexler once, I go, my mom is actually fairly young for, you know, having four boys, and I have an older brother, two older brothers. Blake, I said, my mom's celebrating her 70th birthday coming up, and Blake goes, 70? Ew. All right, let's not get carried away.
Let's not.
Let's do this. We'll do two more things, and then we'll call it a break. Let's do 60s DJ.
Let's do it.
It's where, you know, you used to talk into songs back in the day? Let's do the Frank Sinatra one. That's my favorite. Eddie Pepitone was here. Oh, my God. It was so funny. He was doing, like, if you were a DJ to the last minute. So he'd be like, play that. I'm doing Eddie. No, do the Frank. Yeah, I think Frank Sinatra, Sweet Caroline. That's got a good ramp up to say. Hey, it's a nuclear holocaust. Everybody's going to melt. Hey, enjoy some Sinatra.
Sweet Caroline.
Like to the last minute. To the last minute, he's a DJ.
The last possible.
He's on the air, and they just got the word that,
all right, I just got
you know, your faces are melting off. Want to try it? Try doing it. Yeah, go ahead. You want to try one? You can try one without doing that way either. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, the Chinese have invaded. It's just a matter of time till you and your family are dead. Enjoy, Frank Sinatra.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Go ahead.
The end of the world is coming. That's right. Your faces have melted off your skull. Here, enjoy some Sinatra. Sweet Caroline. I can't. I like to get it closer.
Yeah, yeah.
See how close. Don't. Let's not do this bit. Let's see how close you can get. 8:45, quarter to nine. You know, we're going to be down there having a fundraiser. I mean, as soon as you stop, he's got to go, Sweet Caroline. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, folks. We're doing the fundraiser down at the car salesmanship area award. Come on out. Frank Sinatra on the board. Sweet
Caroline. Oh, how'd you get that? Was
none of
close.
It even made sense? Cigar salesmanship.
I didn't listen. It sounded good to me. Okay, go ahead. Hey, blah blah blah, blingity bling, blingity bling, 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 Sinatra. I try to make. Here's the guy who tries the trick, but he thinks he's doing good because he does it right up to it, but he does it like by doing this. Here we go. Hey, everybody! It's 8:45 outside right now.
I want to do another one.
Go ahead.
I could just do this the whole time. Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're obviously got the radio.
Hold on. What if you were the guy fucks up?
Everybody, enjoy this song. Oh, and then, you be the bad guy. I'll be the guy at the radio station that yells at you. You just think you can go, here's some Sinatra, and there's too much ramp up music.
Yeah, yeah.
So just do it quickly and then let her be a big gap.
Frank Sinatra, here he is.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Turn the music off.
Good. Well, people are listening. All right.
And turn it off here in the studio.
All right.
Are you fucking shitting me?
What do you mean?
I'm in my car driving into the studio tonight.
Yeah.
And you say Sinatra and then 7 seconds of lead up music before the fucking song.
Well, how close should it be?
Right there.
I put on my resume.
Never hear Jimmy Blavin?
Yes.
Jerry Blavin?
Yeah, one of the best. Yeah.
They don't fucking have a gap.
In fact, I have some tapes here of Jerry Blavin.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm going to play a tape of Jerry Blavin. If you think he's the best, let's see what he sounds like. Well, Jerry Blavin.
I want him doing Sweet Caroline.
Jerry Blavin. Here we go. Jerry Blavin doing Sweet Caroline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sweet Caroline. We hope you like it. Sweet Caroline.
But he's just holding the letter. He's not actually really saying anything.
How come all our bits involve yelling at people?
Well, it's violent tonight.
Sorry, it's
Let
not
me do
violent.
One more of this guy. That guy trying to correct himself now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in today on 93.7. We got Frank Sinatra going at it today, and he's going to be doing some sweet. Oh,
that's the worst guy in the world. You ready? Hold on. Play it again loud. Here's the end. 8:45, quarter to nine. Here's some Sinatra. We got a lot of good stuff going on this week, and I'll tell you one of the. Oh, oops. Good time. And then his boss, dude, he yells at him, and he tries so hard. Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're going to be down there tomorrow raising some money for some good causes. So come on down there and help raise a good charity. Okay. Oh,
I kind of like him also just being, he's super shitty at it to the point where he even keeps going a little.
Oh, he keeps going. He doesn't even stop.
Yeah.
Okay. He thinks he's fooling somebody.
Hey, though, folks, thanks for tuning in. We got Sweet Caroline on the dial, little Frank Sinatra taking you back, and who wouldn't want to go there? I remember when I was a kid, I would listen to it too. We got some deals going on. Make sure you come on down to the car lot. They're going to be giving away some towels, some t-shirts, and all kind of stuff. So if you want to come on down, be sure to come on down, check it out. The weather's nice. It's hot out. It's warm out. The sun's shining. We're going to have a lot of fun. So put on your flip-flops and put on some shorts and a tank top. Come on down. We're going to have so much fun. We're doing giveaways. We got a pie-eating contest. We're going to start that at 3 o'clock. Rainstorm coming in tomorrow, but tonight, I'll tell you what, we got some fun. We got some tunes, folks. I hope you like Frank Sinatra. Sweet Caroline, he's on the dial right now. Tune in and just see what happens. You know what I mean? Dude, I remember growing up, I listened to Frank Sinatra. One of my favorite people to listen to is always the best. My dad would come in the living room and he'd force my family to watch Frank Sinatra. I remember one night he tied down some of my younger brothers and he said, you will listen and you're going to start to get it because this is what real music is, and I will never ever disrespect that man or Frank Sinatra. And that's what we got him going on right now, folks. If you're listening, that's Frank Sinatra on the dial. Sweet Caroline, we're doing it tonight. Come on down. We got some Hyundai, we got some Civics, we got some Subarus. We're doing a giveaway. We got Johnny Carmichael, the weatherman, he's in the dunk booth, and we're throwing baseballs at him. There's not a cage, so if you miss throw, it may actually hit him. But if you hit the bullseye, he'll fall in the water. Either way, there's going to be water, it's going to be wet, there's going to be blood. Who knows what happens? We're having a lot of fun. Sweet Caroline with Frank Sinatra on the dial, folks. Have fun. Here we go.
don't know if any of that made any sense at all.
It didn't matter. It was the gist of what was funny. But this guy thinks you can't talk. Well, at one point
song.
You're talking over somebody else talking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're going, that Frank Sinatra. Oh, I think I just...
Frank Sinatra.
I hold up that note. Did you see what that said?
Yeah.
Go as long as you can. That's as long as you could do that?
Yeah.
Turn the mics off.
Turn all of them off.
No, are they really off?
They're off. Yeah. They're off.
I feel like this bit where we turn the mics off, you think it's getting old?
I didn't like it the first time, but I feel like it's one of the...
Oh, why don't you tell me?
I thought you'd yell at me.
I, as I was doing it, I started to think it's like, oh, turn the mics off. Like, it's very novice.
Yeah. Oh, it's super novice. It's not good.
Oh, I wish you would always be honest with me.
I'm being honest right now.
Well, I know, but the mics are off. We need to have these type of conversations on the air.
Do you really want that? It's going
to
be
embarrassing. Yeah, I want the show to be like that. I want to have real moments on the show. That's why, you know, I tell everybody that. Like the McFlurries, was that a bad idea?
No.
It wasn't?
No. It was awful. Really, we're going to eat McFlurries so people hear us chomping and chewing into the fucking microphones.
I thought that. I wish you would have said that.
And ice cream? I have a headache now.
How about my God conversation? Like, now I'm paranoid. Like, was I making any sense?
We'll see what the comments are going to be, and I guarantee you they won't be positive.
Oh, why was that boring?
Was anyone awake? I can't even answer that question.
So
I was asleep.
Am I starting to be like where I...
When you're like, oh, God. I was like,
Rory,
oh,
can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
I want to do good at this.
Right.
I want to be good at this. And sometimes I feel like doing a good radio show is knowing the fine line between that it's not just because you're listening to yourself talk. I'm just hearing. I don't want to be the type that just enjoys the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
And I feel like, a lot of my things tonight, like I can go over the list. I was talking about like the magic. Jesus. And then Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, it upsets you even hearing about
it? I can't even. Doing a recap of the things I already hated, it's like... Oh, hey, would you like seconds of this meal you hated?
Well, I was using it. Come on now. I have a heart. This is crushing me, but I want to hear the truth.
Do I want the show to be better?
Was there anything I did tonight? Listen, I will get better. I'm going to be like when I started stand-up comedy. I'm going to look back on these old... I've said this before in the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to look back at some of the old podcasts, and I'm going to go, I didn't really know how... I wasn't listening. I didn't... You know, some bits I just did to do, you know, like repetition. Okay, it's funny, but what was good tonight? And by the way, I appreciate your honesty.
What was good tonight?
And then we got to wrap the show up.
That's probably the best part.
Can I give you a drink? Can we have a shot?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a shot. Yeah. Actually, my mom, I think, is here.
Is your mom picking you up?
Yeah.
Here's a shot. I just had more pot. I just want to let everybody know.
What if cops are listening? What is that?
That's beer. And I didn't say beer.
Are we going to do shots of beer?
No, it makes me seem like I have a problem. I'm trying to
stretch. I think you're a huge alcoholic.
He doesn't think people know what the sound... There we go again. He thinks, oh, people don't know. It's beer. It's a shot. You knew. I said you want... Do it again.
What is that one?
That's beer.
No, that's a bad poop.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bad... But play it again.
That is not... That's gross.
No, picture it. Ah, honey, I'll be back in a second. I just got to go take care of some. I'll be right back. Just unzip these. Oh, Jesus.
That is disgusting. It's like all of a sudden... Jesus. He unbuckles his belt, yeah. Pulls his pants down, and then... That's like I just peed out of my ass.
Yeah, just a liquidy. No, honey, I was pouring a beer in here. That's the wife who over... She's too inquisitive. What are you doing in there? You pooping? Todd, are you pooping in there?
I have...
Are you pooping?
I have diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Would you stop it? You're embarrassing me. Go talk to my friends. I have horrible diarrhea. It's pouring out.
Guys, Todd will be just a couple minutes. He's pooping in the bathroom. He has diarrhea.
Would you please stop?
Everybody listen. Listen to him in there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you.
How much did you eat? What is coming out of you? You're going to be dehydrated. That's a fact. Todd, you're foamy.
I beg of you.
You're taking a liquidy kids. Kids, your friend's kids are here too. Kids, get over here. Listen to Todd poop. Todd, I'm opening the door. I know you never lock it. I'm opening the door. There's Todd. Listen. He's crying. He's crying. Don't cover up with a towel. Don't you cover up with a towel.
And listen to the sound that keeps happening.
Like, listen, kids. Listen.
Is that coming out of the headsets? I think it's better through the system. I love like stuff like that.
Big old poop.
Oh, my God.
Look at Todd pooping.
Now get the shot. Do I yell at you too much? Would you like, is that what you just said?
No, I was saying,
you ever open up a mouth.
Then you do yell at him.
I just want to thank you. I'm not going to end this show without having a spiritual moment.
Yeah.
It's time to say goodnight. This show is 80 minutes.
Now that's a shot.
Don't pour that anymore because I'm thinking
of that's a waterfall shot.
Rory ruined the sound. Now, if every time I hear a waterfall, I'm going to think of diarrhea flowing over it.
Yeah.
Well, you ruined my life.
What's wrong with that?
I grew up in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, diarrhea waterfall.
Yeah. All right, listen, this was our show. This is what we do. Only shorter usual. This is a very long after show, and that's why I'm going to ask you people to please, you know when you go to someone's birthday party and they go, we bought you a star. No. Give me money.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought you a star. I don't want a fucking star. Don't do that to people. I remember my aunt did that to me when I was growing up. She thought I was old enough. She goes, and we donated money to the SPCA in your name. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
How about that? And you know what? I'm probably right. I don't believe you. I think you said you did it, and you're broke, and you think you can fool people.
Yeah.
Is anybody angry about this like I am?
Every single year.
Oh, well, I donated again. Guess what? You know what I said to her? What? I said, we gave $4 million to the B'nai B'rith.
Really?
Whatever they call it. You know, like, why not pull the same shit back on them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Because, yes, I gave $6 million to them.
We just way overdo it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I outdid you again.
Todd, we didn't know you had $30 million.
I know. I don't anymore.
You don't anymore.
I asked Susie Orman. I called. I said, I have $38 million, and I want to buy a star for $38 million and give it to someone for a birthday present. And she goes, approved. She made it, and then later she said she wasn't really thinking.
Yeah,
she goes, that was foolish to spend all $38 million.
Oh, you called her back?
No, we talked. I saw her at the mall.
What was she shopping? Where was she shopping?
Gimbals.
Gimbals.
Yeah, went out of business.
So she was just kind of looking at it.
I don't know.
The chain was down.
It is time to say goodbye. I think tonight was a very special night. It was good to have Rory back. I've been worried sick about you. Are you okay?
I'm all right.
You're okay.
Been out on the road, just doing
anything
the gig.
Anything you want to plug before as we saying goodbye?
Oh, what do I have?
Hey, Rory, turn the mics off. We never turn the mics back on from before. Rory, there's no show.
This has never been a show.
There's never. We didn't. I wanted a podcast
a
so
double
bad.
Intervention.
I couldn't get a podcast. Yes. Oh, all right, we're done.
Thank you.
What I wanted to do one week. Maybe we'll have it where everybody leaves and they'll just leave one of those little things here and see how long. Because I'm not done talking.
Yeah.
I just have to stop.
Yeah.
Are you that way too?
I love it. Yeah. Because it's just fun. But then you think about people.
That's all
that
I live
you think
for.
About people that are getting the episodes and are like, oh, this episode's so long. Here's the thing. Fuck those people.
Thank you.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Thank you.
But if you do like it and you're like, oh, I like listening, you're probably going episode to episode. So what do you give a shit if an episode's really long?
Thank you.
You know, sometimes a podcast has some low moments.
Maybe I should call it a long cast.
That joke, we'll probably cut that joke out. But the thing is...
Katie goes in and edits it out. I go, Katie, I didn't ask you to edit that out. She goes, I know. You're like, oh, that makes me, like, you didn't even know to cut it out. I know what to cut out.
Yeah.
She goes, Todd, I trimmed that podcast down with you and Rory. I took all the fat off of it. It's great. It's 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes long. You intro'd him and that was it.
But Rory, it's been a pleasure having you. And I've been known in the business to have the longest wrap-ups. I've won awards for it.
Yeah.
So I don't. Well, I can take see that
all
for
the,
granted.
I see all the trophies you brought them in.
Yes, I have the longest wrap ups in the business,
yeah.
And people say that's what they love about my show. That when it's time to wrap it up, they know there's still another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's been good having you, and I want to thank sitting in hanging out with us today is Blake Wexler. He's a Jew.
Mm.
Think it's funny, Blake? You live in a bunk bed.
You live in a bunk bed. Up to 1 month ago, you were... No, I think it's great. I don't know why I make... I love... Yeah, it's not bad. You know what? I like bunk beds. I want to get bunk beds at my house.
Done.
Oh, wow. You know somebody?
No.
Well, how do I... You said it like you had an in with bunk beds.
My uncle's a genie, so I'll talk to him.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get his number. You know,
yeah, we'll see.
All right, so we're done. And Blake, thank you. Chris, you did a great job over there. You'll be filling in for Andrew. Andrew, when are we going to see you? When are we? You're going to be helping on the show, but when are you coming back? How long are you in school for?
12 weeks.
Can I tell you something about this school? Stop it. You're better than it.
It's my last course.
Yeah, I don't. You know what?
It would be a waste of
Todd, it's Harvard.
If I just drop out now,
it's Harvard.
Anybody can finish school. It takes someone with guts to drop out and waste a lot of money. Seriously, think about that. There's a lot of truth to what I'm saying. Any schmuck can go through 4 years of school, but to take all that money and just fuck you to it, it says I believe in my skills and I believe in my life, that even though I put all this money into this school, I believe greatness is calling me in another direction, and I don't really want to waste the my life like this. So I truly believe that. Think about it. Anybody right now, if you're out there and you're in school right now and you think, you know what, am I just wasting my time? Is greatness calling for me somewhere else? Have the guts. I get it. At a weak moment, you think, but I already bought the courses, but I should at least take the courses. That's if you think you need to, if you're thinking that because you're thinking you might need to fall back on that. Like, I'll learn this, then I'll go out and do what my dream is, and if that dream doesn't ever work, I'll at least have my degree. Fuck that! Give yourself nowhere back to go. You're gonna do what you want, and you're not gonna fucking go back. You think that's how good doctors become good doctors when they go, what do I have?
Son, thank you for coming in. This is church. We need you to leave. Leave the chapel.
I just thought I'd say something to everybody. I guess
you
I
did. You yelled for 10 minutes. Please, see yourself.
Oh, can I apologize?
No,
I
you can't. It takes away. Too long. Get out of my church. These are my students.
I'm sorry. I stood up and I didn't think I was going to get carried away like that.
You went insane. You went insane.
Wasn't there any truth to what I was saying?
A lot of it, and I don't need my students to know that.
Well, that's not... Can I talk to you outside?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You first of all, you scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You're saying here, what you're saying to me right now is you're a decent person. You know, meaning you know I'm right.
Yeah.
So you're lying to your students? So
yes. Hello, cha-ching. Cha-ching. You ever heard those words? No, because it's a sound. That's why it's not real words. Cha-ching.
Take a second.
Cash register doing it. Okay?
Listen to the birds. We're outside. Take it all in.
Yeah.
You're not being honest with your students.
I have students with checkbooks on the other side of these doors.
All right.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I have the longest closings in show business.
Why don't you just go get in your car, close the door, just drive away. Just go. And maybe come back in exactly 1 week. How about that? Go think about it. Come back in 1 week.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what you just said and come back in a week and talk about
it. Okay.
Hello, Catherine. Hi. No, he's fine. He's just leaving.
Hey.
Don't talk to her.
I'm going to... Okay. I can talk to her.
No, you can't.
All right, well. I'm going to get in my car.
Yeah. And just get out of here.
Okay? I feel like... Can I put any song on the radio I want?
Yes, you can play any song you want to play.
Let me think of a song that I really like.
My students are inside.
Do we have that song? It starts with the whistling. All right. I'll listen to that song. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm a little lost.
You're leaving. You're driving. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Put it in drive. Todd, put it in drive. Goodbye, Todd. Put it in drive. You're just revving the engine. You're just revving the engine. Hit actually go.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mom, pa. Not the way that I do love you. The holy, holy
real vibe. Todd, put it in drive. Todd, look at me. Put it in drive.
I can't get it in drive.
Put it into drive and leave.
I can't get it in fucking drive.
Put it in drive.
I'm trying, you fucking idiot.
How are you trying?
I can't get
it. Put it in drive.
I can't.
Put it in drive and leave.
Shut the fuck up.
Leave now.
My favorite song.
Go.
Would you let me listen to
Goodbye.
My song?
Shut the Goodbye.
You're ruining my favorite song.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're ruining my thing. God damn it.
You put it in drive.
It won't. Rory, I'm going to fuck
put
you.
Put it in drive.
I'm trying,
you
Rory.
Put it in drive right now.
What do you mean right now? You
put
can't.
It in reverse.
You can't.
Then put it in reverse.
I can't put it in reverse.
What are you doing then? How did you get here?
You're ruining my favorite song.
How did you
song?
Fucking get here?
I didn't drive this car.
Is this not your car?
No!
Get out of that car!
I took the wrong...
Get out of that car right now! You are ruining the engine! You are ruining the engine!
Now leaving Nerdist.com.